This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass on a Wednesday. Spend some time with the Wings. You want it? Go back. Odyssey Rewind. We are officially into people's commutes being disrupted.
It's Orange Barrel season, and we kicked it off with, a boom with the 696 eastbound being shut down.
Yeah.
And we have listened this morning. We were going to talk about this anyway. In regards to how has it affected your commute? Have you found that sneaky way around? Have you made adjustments? Maybe you're adjusting even just your travel schedule. But this morning, as we've listened, there was in the 20-minute detour that includes the lodge was shut down. And we just heard in the last traffic update, maybe it's been in a couple of them, I missed it, but eastbound right around Orchard Lake, there's an accident off to the shoulder, but that's where it all starts to narrow on 696. So traffic is jammed up there. Lucy's commute is easy. She's walking to class. Ruby and Ellie were stuck trying to find ways around, and it's just been a nightmare to start it off, at least from my perspective. And it's not one that I have to travel unless I am going to where the girls go to high school. I'm affected a little bit by it because that's where it starts to narrow down on 696.
If you guys are stuck in it right now, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you could maybe describe how many minutes have been added to your commute. Is this worse than you anticipated? Have you found the shortcut yet, or is the reality there's just no shortcuts? Because people are trying. Like the mile roads, the other day on 11 Mile Road, west of Royal Oak, right, that's going to be where you're going to really feel it. I've never seen traffic as bad as that in Royal Oak.
Right.
And that's going to be one of the areas that's stressed, is that east-westbound mile roads, your 10s, your 11s, your 12s, your 13s. I don't know if there is a solution. We're going to have to grin bear it.
Well, and here's the thing is, and I hate to state the obvious, but this is the first 3 days of a 2-year stretch. Let that sink in for a moment. It's going to be a long haul, and people will find ways around, and people are just, how are you adjusting your commute? Is it simply, hey, I'm going to drop the kids off at school and I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee until things clear out? Do you even have the flexibility to do that?
Yeah, people say, well, just leave 15 minutes early. Well, right. Well, you're losing 15 minutes of your morning. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but it's also, if you're dropping your kid off at school, and that's when your commute is going to start...
It's unavoidable then.
Yeah, sometimes you can't drop your kid off 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be standing outside. It's raining today.
Right. School starts at the same time. You can't go, hey, bump it up 15 or back 15. And then you're in the heart of it, right? You drop the kids off and you're in the heart of it. You don't get to opt out of the traffic. Now you got to go back into the wilderness and fight through all the traffic to get where you need to go.
Have you adjusted yours?
The way in is fine right now because I'm heading west.
Right.
The way home, I've had two attempts to navigate it. I've tried different things both times. It's probably doubled my commute.
Will you use one of the traffic apps or one of the map apps?
So the first day it wasn't adjusted. It kept telling me to get on 696. I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it takes for whether people use Waze or if they use like the Apple Maps on their phone until it really
Waze
kicks
has
in.
Been updated.
Okay.
I use that one quite a bit. Tells me where the popo are.
Speed check ahead.
Yes. Still there. Click.
So when we come in, John, we come in eastbound 696, and we get off literally right before it's down to, you have to veer off to the lodge.
Right.
American Drive. So, yes. As you said, the lanes start to get down to 3 and then 2 just about Orchard Lake Road.
Right. That's roughly. where yeah. It starts to narrow down.
So this brings up the good old debate. The zipper method.
Oh.
All you people sitting out there right now, if you use a zipper method, because that's why it goes down to 3 lanes and then 2 lanes over such a long stretch,
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to get you to slowly everybody merge in.
Merge.
And if you're a big semi, you shouldn't sit in the left center lane and block people.
Right.
I'm opening up a lot of wounds right now.
No,
but the zipper method is the right way.
Right. And I know people always hate it when people, you know, blow by them in a lane that they know is ending. But the zipper method is the fastest way. It has been proven, and there's no signs out there right now, but I have been entering construction zones where there are actually some of those digital signs where they're trying to tell people that use the zipper method. Don't just jam up the right lane.
Now, I do think this is going to be the worst of it this week. There's going to be some days, look, where you have some accident out here and it's going
to... They just happen to be everywhere today.
Mess things up even more, okay? But once people get used to this, that's the thing I learned from the other 696 and 275 closures the last 4 years, is that once people got used to it, it seemed to not be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That it's almost like driving in snow the first time every year. You got to get used to, okay, well, where the lanes start ending? How's the flow work? People feeling it out, you know, and it'll slowly get better.
Do people fight the zipper? Because, like, we all agree it's the right way to do it.
I saw last time when we went to Cedar Point this summer that there was a truck down on 75 just around Monroe where they're doing construction.
You're saying a truck
stopped and barely crawling. In the lane before everybody starts merging.
But semi-trucks should know better. These guys are on the road all the time, right?
Well, there's people who think the zipper method is not the best method. And then there's also wait your turn guy.
Yes, I love the individual who wants to take up the both lanes with their little bitty car. And people just, you know, go around them. And it's not called the zipper method so you can zip around. It is the zipper method because that's how a
and
zipper
the reason
works.
I know this is right is because John Jansen says so. See, there's certain things in life that John Jansen believes in. Driving techniques and things that you'd think about driving, I just like, it's like the gospel to me.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was going to say, putting this guy in high regard here.
No, now there's other things like, you know, when certain things. All right, we won't get into that.
Yeah. Well, have you taken your shirt off going to the bathroom?
No,
I'm telling you right now.
That's absurd.
You need to try it.
I don't need to because there's just no reason to.
Telling you. It's a hidden pleasure.
Some early ticket texts. Problem is, on the lodge, all the people who don't normally take it don't know that the speed limit is really 85.
Right.
You get people going, oh, it's 55, and they're just going to clog it up even more.
Right, yeah. And I even have some friends that are police officers texting me right now saying, love the zipper method.
Police have stated that The zipper method is the proper method. Yeah.
You have a lane. It's closing. Use the lane while you have it.
Yes.
You wouldn't like drive on 696 and go down to one lane when you have 3 others available.
Right.
You wouldn't do that then.
Use all of the highway or road at your disposal. It's like people ego. Like, well, they're not going to cut in front of me.
Right. Yeah. Or, yeah, it's the individual that, you know, all of a sudden you do get to where it actually has to merge. And they're riding the bumper in front because I am not letting you in front of me.
How dare you didn't get over before?
Yes.
You're not getting in front of me now.
I'm going to personally punish you by making you wait.
Yeah. So then my question is, I just started easing over, and how much do you believe in your insurance company?
Mm-hmm.
and they eventually move.
I'm driving a golf cart. I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to deal with it more than I am at that point.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Texter says there's no good routes. Too many closures affecting the same localized areas. It says, my wife and I decided to look for a new house sooner when hearing about this detour. She's going back to the office 5 days a week. It says, God save the commuters.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that everybody's going to have to adjust to. And whether it's your travel schedule, and you might be able to adjust your travel schedule more when school is out for the summer, because you won't have the drop-off or the pickup at the end of the day. But as of right now, people are really trying to figure out, where is, am I going to get off at Orchard Lake, and am I going to take 12 Mile in? well, oh, there's a fender bender on 12 mile, and all of a sudden that's backed up. And you know what? Everybody else is making that decision as well.
Texture says, I'm not over that way regularly, but if I did have an alternate route, I wouldn't share it. I don't need it getting clogged up with traffic after I tell everybody about it. On top of that, in 2 years, 696, people are going to find the route anyway. I'll keep it a secret as long as possible. Come on.
Jerk.
Jerk.
I kind of understand it, though.
The zipper method may be the best on paper, but people feeling like they're more important than others is why it doesn't work in reality.
We're not all in.
We're not committed to it.
Yes, you need to fully commit as a community of drivers. And so I was faced with this situation the other night. Ruby had a basketball game Monday night, and Ellie, who's got her driver's permit, was like, Dad, can I drive to the game? I'm like, no, you know what? It's rush hour, and there's a new traffic pattern. Well, I'm going to have to take it at some point. I'm like, yes, well, you can watch as I navigate it, and literally as we're doing it, the same thing is happening. People are taking up a couple of lanes because things are slow. They're not allowing the zipper method to fully go into effect. And if we would just buy in, what do we have to do to convince you that the zipper method is the fastest and most efficient way to do this?
You put Ruby on the bench. You told her.
No, Ellie was on the bench.
I'm sorry, Ellie.
Yeah.
You told her to go on the bench and wear a hat and hold a clipboard.
Yep. Gain some experience. Yep. Mm-hmm. A veteran was going to drive. Just a veteran of driving.
By the way, good for her for wanting to do that.
Yes, yes. And in my truck. She loves driving my truck, by the way.
Bunch of texts on the zipper. You know what it is? It's kind of like roundabouts. We've done this before, too.
Oh,
roundabouts are the...
I love roundabouts.
I do, too.
Me
but
too.
I hate people who don't.
People can't handle it. Just like the zipper. They ruin what should be the preferred way to handle an intersection. The roundabout's the better way to do it. We're not sitting waiting at red lights if we had more roundabouts, but people can't handle it. The zipper, we should use the highway as much as we can, but people can't handle it.
I love coming up to the front of a roundabout and watching the person in front of me look both ways. No one is coming from the right. If they are, there are bigger issues. You'll only have to look one way in a roundabout.
Well, I can understand. Okay. So obviously the cars are going around about the same way, but if another car is going to come out, you don't want to like speed up.
No, you just, you don't want to speed up. You just let them go.
Well, yeah, but if you don't look that way and don't realize they're going to be coming out into the roundabout before you, I get.
Yeah, but that's the next intersection. You are entering into moving traffic that's only coming from the left.
Yeah, you only have to watch one direction. It should be easier to avoid crashes.
Or the amount of people that are in that center lane that then want to make the exit out of that first.
Oh, well, that's the other problem.
Well,
yeah.
I'm always yelling, it's a yield! It's a yield! It's not a stop sign! It's a yield sign!
Yes. Does Emily reply?
No, she
what does yield mean, Mommy? It's what they're not doing, damn it!
Gosh.